Rodney Linderman discovered punk in 1978 when he was growing up in Coatesville. He saw a picture of the band The Dead Boys in his older sister's copy of Cream magazine.
And The Dead Boys had taken a moving van and it said, "Move yourself," and they crossed out "self" and wrote "ass." All of a sudden, this light bulb goes off, like, wait a minute, there's something else out there. So I asked my older sister, who had horrible taste in music, what this band, The Dead Boys, what about them? She goes, "Oh, they're not a good band like Fleetwood Mac."
Linderman grew up to become Rodney Anonymous, the frontman of the punk band The Dead Milkmen. He was interviewed earlier this year by Joseph Gervasi, who is assembling the most complete oral history of Philadelphia punk to date. More than 40 long-form interviews are posted on his webpage called Loud Fast Philly. It includes some of Philadelphia's earliest punks from the 70s to younger fans who keep the genre going today. Gervasi says he wants to document the ideals that drive people to punk music, not to create nostalgia for Weird Hair and Doc Martens.
My feeling is that nostalgia is a form of depression. It tends to have people look at a very particular part of their life as being the most vital and crucial part, and that other parts are just sort of shadows of that. And I wanted to focus on people who engage in a creative process throughout their lives and not just when they were young enough to jump on top of people's heads.
Punk does not exist like it used to, back when tribes of leather jackets and mohawks would roam South Street. But Gervasi found continuity in core ideals of independence and creativity. One of Gervasi's interview subjects is 28-year-old Jessie Bird. She discovered punk music as a teenager, heavily involved in animal rights activism.
It's like I used to look at somebody wearing a studded vest and I'd be like, that's my people.
Yeah.
And now if I see somebody wearing a studded vest, I'm like, I wonder if they bought that from Burberry.
The oral histories of Loud Fast Philly live online. Gervasi has also put together a presentation with 90 minutes of vintage punk rock footage shot around Philadelphia over the last 30 years. He will present that footage at the Mausoleum of Contemporary Art in North Philadelphia this Friday evening. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.